Before taking their protest inside, out of a bitterly cold wind, a group of about 100 protesters from local labor unions and church-based anti-poverty groups shivered and stamped their feet across the street from the Monona Walmart. They held signs in support of better working conditions for Walmart workers. Becky Schiegel of the Interfaith Coalition for Worker Justice held a sign telling shoppers it would only cost them 42 cents more per Walmart visit to absorb the cost of raising worker wages to $12 an hour.
42, I've seen 46 cents, but that's the 42 cents per shopping trip, even if we ate the cost. And so the way I look at it is people are going to go up to the bell ringers and drop in two quarters today to feed the people in poverty. 50 cents a trip, you could get your Walmart workers out of poverty.
Workers at dozens of Walmart stores in several states, including some in Milwaukee and Kenosha, staged a walkout today. But in Monona, it was the protesters who walked inside with their signs and circled the aisles for 10 minutes, chanting slogans in support of a living wage for Walmart workers. Kurt Anderson is a retired United Church of Christ minister from Middleton.
If there are enough protests like this around the country, today and on other times, Walmart as a corporation will begin to take the concerns of their workers seriously. So that's the real hope.
Walmart issued a news release ahead of the threatened walkouts, claiming their wage and benefit packages were as good as or better than similar retail stores and that only a few employees shared the views of the protesters. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.